Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this fifth Sunday in Lent. We are on the last Sunday of Lent. There are five Sundays in Lent. And next Sunday is going to be Palm Sunday. And then the following Sunday we will celebrate Easter. We'll have combined service with our Hispanic folks, and we'll have communion on Easter Sunday. I hope you all had a good reflective Sundays during Lent and the weeks that we have passed, focusing on our spiritual reflection starting from the Ash Wednesday through today, to reflect on our lives, to look inward and listen to God and meditate on the Word of God and spend time in prayer and pray for us and for others. Especially this time of history in our country and the world needs a lot of prayers. And the church is the only place where we can pray, right? Church is the responsibility for praying. And we need to take it seriously, because I don't know if you have noticed it, the world is going in a wild, different direction, you know, that we don't know where it's going to end up. But as church, we know God has a purpose and plan for everything, and we trust in a powerful and almighty God. So it is up for us to spend time in prayer and pray for our country and the world, that we will have a peaceful world, and we can progress as one and united global community. And as we continue with our Lent Sundays, we meditate on the Word of God and continue to meditate on the forgiveness of God and the mercy of God that we experience. Let us also remember the scripture says that do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Then we will be able to test and approve what God's will is. So let us continue the worship here today. The announcements are listed at the second page in the bulletin. If you follow that with me, our food bank ministry continues, and the books are available for our mission work. And also our third Thursday luncheon will be in April 16. We had a good crowd this past Thursday for this month, Thursday, Sunday. We are about 10 people, right? We ran out of space on the table. So please join for and we spent close to 2 hours or more, right? It was a good time of fellowship. So please join us if you can. You know, people who are working may not be able to join us, but if you have time, third Thursday luncheon is a good time of lunch and fellowship at the Golden Corral. So I told you next Sunday will be Palm Sunday. We will have our monthly luncheon after service next Sunday with the lunch fellowship with the Hispanic folks. And Easter will be also, we will have Holy Communion being the first Sunday of the month with the Hispanic folks. And thank you for the continued and faithful support of the ministries of the church with your prayers, presence, gifts, and service and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. Let us continue to do the work that God has given us to do in this community with all the opportunities that God has given us. We take our donations on our website. Many of you are using that facility. Continue to look into that if you can and use that. And God loves a cheerful giver. Those are the announcements that I have. Anybody have any special announcements or anything? If not, we'll worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let me bring up the opening hymn. Opening hymn is "To God Be the Glory," 98 in the blue book. It's also on the screen. If you please stand if you are able.
Who healed and
bright and a trembling wood sea, and open the light gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh God, hear the Father, the glory, great things he had done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God. The marvelous offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus, the pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus thy Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great are rejoicing through Jesus thy Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, through Jesus thy Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to gather in your name and worship you together as your children, O God. We thank you for the good health and strength you have given us to get up this morning to see this new day and to be here and also online to worship together. We thank you for all the blessings that you give us even when we have faltered and failed. You have been faithful to us, O God. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven, to adore you, to worship you, O Lord. Let your name be lifted up and all the people here be blessed with your presence here today, O God. We thank you for everything that you gave us through your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this world to die for us, suffered and died and rose from the dead, and lives in heaven, so that we can have eternity with you, O God. Help us to come before you with humility and obedience, so that we can be blessed by the power of your Holy Spirit and your word as we go from this place. May your name be glorified and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our fellowship time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Good morning. Good morning.
Looking forward to going through the TSA line, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
hours early. Hopefully that will get saved.
Screen. It's from Psalm 34, and you'll read, I'll read in black, and you'll respond that is in blue. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips.
I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice.
Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears.
Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame.
This poor man called the Lord heard him.
The Lord heard him.
He saved him out of his troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him.
Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing.
The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days,
keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies.
Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it.
The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry.
But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth.
The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles.
And the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all.
He protects all his bones. Not one of them may be broken.
Evil will slay the wicked, and foes of righteous will be condemned.
The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. It's our prayer time now. We come before God with our prayers of blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives, and also we share our prayers of concerns and burdens between each other, and also lift them up to the throne of grace of God, that God will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. So let us share our prayers of blessings and concerns now. The regular prayer items, if you want to follow that at the back of the bulletin, please remember these people and items in your regular prayers on a daily basis. Especially remember Lou, she's going back to surgery sometime next week. So please.
No, I think that is in April.
Or she moved it?
No, the doctor moved.
Oh, okay, they got it. Okay. Oh, because of the heart? Oh, okay. So why is she not here today? I can't call her. Pray for Jeff Woodman, Sean and Amy Conway, Yolanda Tong, Pam, Ashton, Adam, also Melissa Pilcher, and many others that whom we probably know and remember, who are going through sickness, troubled times in their lives. Remember them in our prayers. Pray for Jan Basor also. Pray for Jean McBrayer and Grace Haynes and Carol Crummins in your regular prayers. Lift them up so that they will be strengthened by the Spirit of God every day. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, grocery clerks and delivery people, many, many others who serve us behind the scenes. Let us be thankful for what they do and also lift them up to the throne of grace of God. Let's pray for our nation, our president, vice president, leaders of the Congress and many others who are making decisions, especially during this time of war and disagreements all over the place, and that God will intervene and bring a solution to this problem that we are facing, particularly with the issues that we are having domestically with our TSA and airport system that needs to have a solution pretty soon, so Chuck and Vicky can go to vacation without to worry about getting into the plane. A lot of people are missing their flights, so let us pray for that. And pray for world peace. Also, you all know that the world is going through some turmoil. Even though it is getting under control, let us pray that God will keep it under control and have a peaceful solution for all these issues. Pray for our church, that God has given us this opportunity to do his work in this community, to do it faithfully. And also for all the churches and pastors and missionaries and ministers and all the leaders of the church around this community that will step up and hold up the doctrine and the faith that God has given us to hold on to, faithfully declaring his love and care and compassion to the people who are in need. And also pray for missionaries and all those people who are around the world, in many parts of the world, situations there are oppositions from many groups. We had a friend of ours, actually Evangeline's client, He went to India. He goes to India, a dentist here, has been going for the last 20 years to preach in the jungles of India. Mm-hmm. And he went there this time and came back and said there's a lot of opposition there too, that he preaches the word of God. There's people are closing down churches and things like that. So please keep our missionaries and ministers in our prayers. Those are the prayer requests that I have. If anybody have any special prayer requests or items to call out? If there are no special calls for prayer, we will go to God in prayer in a silent prayer first, and then I'll close with that. Jesus said, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for this time of prayer that you gave us to come before you with our prayers of blessings and prayers of concerns, and also to pray for others, to intercede for the needs of other people, our dear brothers and sisters. Thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us every day. Even when we have been unfaithful to you, you have been faithful to us, O God. When we faltered and failed and went through many situations that did not please you, O God, you did not abandon us, but you took us by your side, faithfully caring and loving and protecting us. We thank you for your safety and protection and covering us with your love and protection every day. Thank you again for giving us everything that we need, especially to come before you as your children, because you have redeemed us through the blood of your Son who died for us. We come before you with our burdens and our concerns and needs also, God. You are the source of all good things and you desire only good things for us. But many of us have broken spirits and broken bodies and broken souls in many different ways because we live in a sinful and fallen world. Many of us are anxious and fearful and afraid of the future. But you are the source of all true healing and hope and comfort and peace. So we come before you, you are the great physician, O God. Even the youth grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Help us to renew our strength, Lord, as we come before you with the power of your Spirit. We look for courage in the face of our oppositions and peace under pressure and faith in the face of tragedy and grief. We pray for healing when we are wounded and weary. We especially pray for our dear ones who are going through things in their lives with their bodies that they need healing from. We especially pray for Lou as she had to reschedule the surgery. We pray for your grace and comforting peace to be upon her. Strengthen her in her body and her spirit. Pray for Jeff Woodman and Sean and Amy Conway, Yolanda Tong and Pam, Ashton, Adam, and all those who are seeking healing in their bodies, O God. We pray for your healing hand to touch them as we pray now. And also, we pray that you'll give them peace and their families peace during this time. We pray for Jan Basor and Melissa Pilcher, who are going through their problems in their lives, especially Jan, in her grief. Comfort her, Lord. Strengthen her and help her through all these situations that she's going through. We pray for Jean McPrayer and Grace Haynes and Carol Clements and Jerry Raines. Continue to lift them up to your throne of grace, O God. Be with them. Give them strength in their body and their spirit. Strengthen them in their spirit every day, Lord. Above all, we pray for peace for them and for their dear family members. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many, many others who work for us in many different ways. Help us, Lord, to always be thankful for their services, and we lift them up to you, O God, for their safety and their family's safety. Bless them with all the blessings that they need in their lives. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others. During this time of confusion and arguments between various people, we pray that you would bring an end to all these political problems and have a solution, a peaceful and united country, Lord. We pray that you will give them the wisdom to do the right things and make the right decisions. That we also pray for the world leaders, that all these wars will come to an end and have a peaceful society that we can look forward to our kids and our generations, O God. We pray for our church and we thank you for this time you have given us in this history, that we can be faithful in doing your work in many ways that you give us opportunities, especially to reach out and care and love the ones who need our care and attention, Lord. We thank you again for your presence in our midst today. Bless us with your presence and empower us with your word as we go from this place. May your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory.
Please stand for the doxology.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father,
Father, thank you again for this beautiful day and for us to gather here together. And we just pray that you bless this offering to your use and us to thy service, and keep us ever mindful of the needs of others. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing as we read the scripture reading, which comes from Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 34. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out of him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you asked, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us to experience in our lives as life and spirit, and also to be a source of life and spirit to this world. As we come before your word, O God, open our hearts and our minds and our spirits, that we can receive your word with humility and obedience, and we can go from this place filled with the power of your word to be faithful witnesses for your love and your compassion and care to this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This one story is also about a woman who came to Jesus. She doesn't have a name. She's not named in the Gospels, even though it is listed in all three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. She doesn't have a name. And we have talked about a couple of Sundays, for the last few Sundays, about women coming to Jesus. One of them was the woman who was caught in adultery. And this is another woman. But she came in hiding with a problem that she had, and she knew that Jesus would be able to take care of her problem, her issue. And the Bible says she had an issue. It's an issue of blood, the real problem. She had an issue of blood, a serious and exhausting condition that had drained her life for 12 years. That's a long time to have a situation like that. 12 years of suffering, of weakness and waiting for something to change. But underneath all that pain, there remained one deep longing that she wanted to do, a touch with someone who can heal her, who can restore her. A touch that changed her life and changed her situation around. There is power in the touch of faith, because she touched the garment of Jesus with faith. A touch of faith can heal what medicines cannot fix. It can heal the broken relationships that others cannot fix or mend. It also can reach where nothing else can reach, even in the remotest parts of our lives, when we are groaning and when we are crying and struggling with things that we cannot even share with other people, just like this woman. She did not need a lot of things. All she needed was a touch of the garment of Jesus. So there are moments in our lives also that nothing in this world is enough for us, for our needs. Words are not enough. People are not enough. Our friends and family are not enough. They come short. There are situations in life that we find ourselves lonely and isolated, even though there's a big crowd around us. We can find ourselves isolated and separated even in the midst of a big crowd. I have felt it. You may be in a big church, worshipping with hundreds or thousands of people, but you will still feel lonely if in the midst of that. Situations make us and bring to us a place where we feel isolated and unrecognized as a nobody. The world doesn't care. So this woman had been suffering this for 12 years. A long time of suffering, isolation. So was she embittered? Probably. We get bitter too when we go through that time of long suffering and isolation and unrecognition. But there is a God who goes through your life with all these situations and give you hope, each of us hope. Because God says, "My grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in your weakness." So when we go to Jesus and touch his garment, recognizing and acknowledging that our weak condition needs his attention, a little touch from us, a little prayer, a little meditation from the word, or a little groaning from our heart to Jesus will make him stop. Make the whole world stop for that one woman. The whole crowd stopped because Jesus stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" That was a strange question to the crowd, because it's a big crowd pushing him against each other and pushing Jesus all over the place. But he felt the power going out of him because somebody touched his garment with the power of faith. A simple woman, no name, not recognized by the world. In fact, she was isolated from that society, because in the Jewish religion and tradition, any person who has an issue of blood or anybody who is from an infectious disease are considered to be unclean, even though this was not infectious, but it was considered to be unclean, and they should be isolated or quarantined. You and I probably know the effect of quarantine from the COVID time, how terrible it was, and we were getting very upset. But you can imagine how people like this can go through in a society accepting this fact. Jesus came to change all of these things, to give a name to the people who don't have a name, to give recognition to people who don't have recognition, to give people healing where the church and the religion and the society has abandoned them. That is what Jesus' care and compassion is. She had tried everything. She had spent all money she had. She had gone from one place to the other looking for help, but nothing worked. In fact, the Bible says her situation grew worse. Sometimes that happens to us, right? Well-meaning suggestions from our friends, we go to different places for our solutions. We probably will say, hey, there's another doctor there, you can go, you know, check with him. I know how that is. I went all the way to my clinic for my headache. That's good. I'm not saying it's wrong. But among all of these things, sometimes things don't work. It's not because anybody's fault, because we are in a world, a fallen world. The structure is like that. That's the reality here. Job, in the book of Job, he went through struggles in his life, that miserable with his body, the sickness in his body and the wounds. And he became completely poor. All the wealth that he had was taken away from him. All the issues that he had. Even his wife told him to reject God and curse God and die. It is better than for you to die than living. A wealthy man, once a wealthy man, well-known man, now in a situation of complete desperation. So his friends came to comfort him. He had a lot of friends. They came with him and stayed with him in his house to comfort him. First 3 days they didn't speak a word. I think that was better for him than when they started speaking. Because when they started speaking, they were trying to give him some solutions. Maybe you ought to do this. Maybe you ought to go see this doctor. Or you may have to go to this pilgrimage to this temple. You may get healing. And some of them started accusing him. Because you are suffering because you have done something wrong. Have you heard that? That is not what God is telling us. Jesus is telling us, that is not because you're suffering. Somebody took a blind man to Jesus one time and asked him, why is he born blind? Did he do the sin or his parents did? Sometimes that's how we look at it. You know, somebody going through some problems, we think that, what did they do wrong? That's our judgment first. So we all do things wrong, right? None of us is above perfection. We are not perfect. We are living in a sinful world and we do sinful things. We make mistakes. We make bad decisions. If everybody made good decisions, how better our world would be? There would be no wars. We don't need police. We don't need any law enforcement or nothing. But that's not we are. We are weak and sinful, fragile human beings. And we are prone to sin and falter and fail. But Job's friends came to comfort him and sat with him, and they were quiet for 3 days, and then they started accusing him and giving him suggestions. You know what he called them? He called them miserable comforters. Miserable comforters. Sometimes we are like that. My wife can tell me. I try to comfort her and become miserable for her. You better keep quiet. Right? We become miserable comforters. Our words fail. We cannot comfort. Only God can comfort people and give them peace. And there are some people who came and started giving him solutions. You know, you ought to try this medicine, that medicine. Go to that doctor, this doctor. And he called them worthless physicians. Physicians which have no worth. It's on Job chapter 13. When I read this, I get a kick out of that. Even in the midst of his suffering, he found some humor in these things. But he did not complain. He did not complain or was being bitter against his friends. But that's what the world can give you. They can only give you limited resources. But there is God who is almighty, and his supplies never end, and he's full of riches of heaven. He's ready to bless us when we reach out and touch his garment. Faith often starts quietly. This woman came quietly there because there are so many reasons. Probably she did not come there she did come there quietly. She did not seek attention. And she did not seek recognition. She did not wait for anybody's permission. Because if she asked for permission, you know what would have happened. Because they would identify her, they would know what the problem is, and they would be isolated, and then she left behind. So she came with the courage to reach out through the crowd and touch the garment of Jesus with the touch of faith. A faith that does not stay still, a faith that moved her to action, a faith that reached out and touched the garment of Jesus. She pushed through the crowd with all the obstacles. Faith is something that has to move. Every step that she took was a step of faith. Sometimes we get complacent and sit down. Praying is good. But we ought to also step out in faith, out of our comfort zones, not be afraid of the crowd, and push through the barriers and obstacles and reach Jesus. Many times the things around us will protect us or prevent us from getting to Jesus, like the crowd. The world is full of obstacles that keep us away from God and God's presence. So let us move forward with our faith to reach God and to be there with his presence. And also she was taking a risk, because she knew if she was found out, she probably would have been thrown out of the society again. She would be rejected, expelled. So the power of touch needs a step of faith to step out of our comfort zone, not to be afraid of the obstacles, but to go in faith and take up the step that God wants you to take up. When she did that, a big change happened. As soon as she touched the garment of Jesus, she felt something in her body. Her bleeding stopped. She knew she was healed. Not only her body was healed, but it made Jesus stop. And it made the whole crowd stop for her. And Jesus turned around and said, "Who touched me?" Strange question, like I said before. A lot of people touched Jesus' garments, right? Because they were pushing against each other. But Jesus knew somebody touched her, and probably he knew already who that was. But he wanted her to come out and to acknowledge that you are not an unrecognized person. You are a recognized person now, healed by the power of God and restored by the grace of God, so that the whole world and the society can see you. It is not about how her hand was strong. It is about who you are touching. It was Jesus that she was touching. That's why the whole situation stopped. And Jesus stopped. One touch of faith will always get God's attention. The touch that restores our lives and others' lives. A lot of times we heard the power of prayer. Prayer can change things, right? You used to have a badge when I was in college. We used to say prayer changes things. Yes, it does. Prayer does change things. It doesn't have to be big prayer. It doesn't have to be grammatically correct. It doesn't have to be structurally correct. God doesn't look at your grammar or your structure. He looks at the growing of your heart. But honest prayer, a touch of prayer, God will stop and listen. And he will change his plans for you because of a touch of faith. That's what happened here. She received restoration. Her body was healed. Her shame was removed. Her identity was restored for 12 years of isolation, and her unrecognition has been restored to a full identified person in this society. This is what the touch of faith would do. It is not about us. It is not about what we carry. It is about God's grace and God's mercy always ready to give us that touch all the time. In other ways, we are all hurting one way or other, right? Everybody's in the same boat. And we sometimes try to hide our hurts and our pains because we don't want other people to know that. It's okay. But we want Jesus to know that. It doesn't matter who else knows. Bring it to Jesus. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. No matter what kind of situational past we had, our God is gracious to forgive all of our past and restore us with his grace and healing. A lot of times we go through things like that in our lives. The world is full of disappointments and failures. But Oswald Chambers, one of the great authors, writes like this: "There will come one day a personal and direct touch from God when every tear and perplexity, every oppression and distress, every suffering and pain, and wrong and injustice will have a complete and ample and overwhelming change and explanation in the presence of God." That is what we need to do, to reach out and touch the garment of Jesus. Don't be afraid or ashamed. Don't think that what the world will think about us. But there is a God who thinks differently from us. He doesn't look at what you have or what you had done in the past. He looks at what you can become in the future. A child of God ready to bless the world. Don't be afraid of the world who is trying to put us down with the obstacles and the crowd around us. It's a story that I read. It's just a story about a donkey that fell into a well, an old well of a farmer's farm. And the farmer heard the mule crying. What does a mule do? Crying? Braying, right? Something like that. And the farmer went and looked at it, and he said, well, this was an old well. I had abandoned it. And he looked at it. It's about 20, 25 feet down, and the donkey is in there. He tried his best to get the donkey out, but there's no way he can get it out here. So carefully looking at all the situation, he decided that neither the donkey or the well is worth saving. So he decided to fill it with dirt so he can bury the donkey alive in there. So he started piling dirt and started bringing dirt and putting in the well to bury the donkey in the well and clean up that mess. Every time he puts up a dump of dirt in there, you know what the donkey does? It shakes it and step up. And he keeps on dumping the dirt. The donkey will shake it up and dust it up and get up. He continued to do that. And you know where I'm going with this. As we continue, the farmer continued to do that, the well became full and the donkey walked away. Let us shake off what is pushing us, putting us down, and step up. Step up to Jesus and touch his garment like this woman did. Don't be afraid or ashamed. Don't be afraid, especially like the donkey. Shake it off and step up. God is there to make you whole and restore you and use you for a better future, to be his witness for his kingdom in this world, to bless this world and others through you. May the good Lord bless us these words as we go from this place, that we can experience that power of his touch every day. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Closing hymn is 368 in the blue book. If you are able, please stand. It's also on the screen. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Please stand if you are able.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I cannot trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness fills his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his garland, and his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, for blessed to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
People of God, no, go in the knowledge that Jesus is gracious enough to stop for you. Don't be discouraged by what people see in you. Be encouraged by what God sees in you. Never underestimate the person who you are, because you never know God has planned what has planned for you by God. So go in the knowledge that he is there to stop and restore you and heal you from whatever brokenness you are going through. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.